So Verizon is running ads, making it seem like they've done something fantastic for you as a consumer or as their customer. But basically, Verizon just stuck a thumb right in all its customers' eyes. And that's because Verizon, only reluctantly, kicking and screaming, was brought into the unlimited data era. And they finally, late winter, last to arrive at the party, started offering unlimited data at a much higher price than the other big companies. And their network has not been up to the task. So Verizon, under cover of offering a new, supposedly lower family plan at $160 per month for four lines plus junk fees, has actually dumbed down the service. And you need to know, if you are a Verizon customer, whatever plan you're on, your service will now be inferior to what it was yesterday. Because what Verizon has done is they are doing something called traffic prioritization, which is a pointy-headed term that means that unless you agree to go on Verizon's most expensive plan, which is 25% higher per month than the headline rate they're advertising, your experience when you try to go to apps on your phone, surf on your phone, is going to deteriorate whenever the network is suffering from too much traffic, which with Verizon is routine. You are going to find that you, if you don't pay their highest rates, are going to have your experience made miserable on your Verizon phone. So here's the scoop. If you are a Verizon customer and you would like a lower rate and you don't use your phone constantly, you may actually benefit from their new lower headline price of $160 per month for a family of four plus junk fees. So with junk fees, I think it makes it about $185 a month, somewhere in there. Or if you need to have the need for speed, you're going to have to pay them $200 a month plus junk fees. The reality, though, Verizon is fighting from behind in the marketplace because they just aren't competitive anymore with the other companies. In particular, if you are extremely price sensitive, you definitely don't want to be with Verizon on this deal. If you want to save the most money and you're a family group, you want to look at Sprint. Sprint is charging $100 a month, unlimited everything for up to five people. That's a deal. If there's just a couple of you, there are fantastic deals from the discount arms of AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. AT&T calls their discount brand Cricket, and T-Mobile calls their discount brand Metro PCS, and Sprint calls their discount brand Boost Mobile. In the case of Metro PCS and Boost Mobile, two people, and a lot of times it's just a couple looking for service, pay $75 a month all in, no junk fees, for unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data. With Cricket, it's $80 a month. But in any case, the offerings available in the marketplace, even if you look at the Big Daddy or Big Mama, whatever you want to call it, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, particularly with Sprint and T-Mobile, and to a lesser extent AT&T, you will save money being with them versus being with Verizon. Verizon is not willing to meet the competition at the price points the competition is offering. That is completely their choice. And if you are a creature of habit and the cost of service doesn't really matter to you that much and your life is just a rounding error, then just keep paying Verizon too much. But if you are somebody who cares about what things cost, please take time to go look at our cell phone buying guide at Clark.com, where we lay out the different choices, whether it's one person buying service, two, four, six, 10. The choices available today are so good, and we're getting to the point where you can consider, if you're one person living alone, no longer having a traditional home internet connection and relying exclusively on unlimited data available from your cell phone carrier on your phone, with the ability to hotspot to your laptop, to watch programming from your phone on your big screen television. The options are so valuable and so great to you, whether you are one person or 10 or anywhere in between. If you have not shopped your cell phone service in the last 6 weeks, you're paying too much. I used to say in the last 6 months, but prices have moved so much in the last 6 weeks. You owe it to your wallet to not let inertia rule your life and go shop for the deals that there are out there. And Verizon, as always, every time I pick on you, you're always welcome to have a spokesperson on the air with us. But if you want, again, to be unhappy with what I've said and you want to send me one of your lame releases from media relations, go ahead and do that again. Check out our full podcast at Clark.com/on demand.